but like that lion who seeks whom he may devour, to cut down the size to his own small size. And for many of you, you will have these same problems with your own parishioners, with the so-called pillars of your parishes very shortly, and they with you. And it's one thing, of course, to protest that, of course, we're all human, we're all sinful, and so on. But our text reminds us that we may do this all too glibly. And if there is relatively little danger that we will fall into the trap of the gross sins of murder and theft and adultery, yet it remains true that only the miracle of Easter can overcome for us the much more subtle but much more universal weakness in also those who profess the resurrected Christ of acting in their interpersonal relationships no different from the common run of humanity. And how easily in practice we may make light of it. As I recall, some of you may know the irreverent Irish playwright Brendan Behan's comment on this, "O death, where is thy sting-a-ling-a-ling?" As though this is just a beautiful word that really have no application in our life. In the Old Testament, the Feast of Unleavened Bread is inseparable from Passover. And you recall that Paul in the Easter Gospel makes a very immediate connection between the two, that God's curse upon us is precisely so that we may become newborn babes, may become unleavened, may be born anew in the dew of his grace, in the constant renewal of our baptismal covenant. And it is only then, when the work of death, of Sheol, of the curse, is finished in our history as in human history, as it was in principle on Easter morning, that the eighth day, the eternal day of the great reversal, will dawn upon us, that in terms of our text, that death and Sheol will no longer be God's agents upon crushing us, but will themselves be crushed. That the wind which blows from the east will no longer be the very breath of hell, scorching everything in its wake, but the wind of paradise, the spirit of Eden, of the new creation. And that when that with which history is pregnant by God's power will not then end in the horrors and atrocities of history to which our text alludes, but rather will come to full term and will issue in an eternally newborn existence with him who is the firstborn among many brethren. May God increase in us the hatred of the Antichrist. May Easter come alive in its negative as well as its positive dimensions, that he which has begun a good work in you may continue it and complete it on the day of the final resurrection. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.